JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome to the program. Today we'll be highlighting the 10th annual EFJ Public Lecture, and later we'll have our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. You're tuned to Roundabout JA. Thanks for joining us. The Environmental Foundation of Jamaica, the EFJ, will on Thursday, January 22, present its 10th annual public lecture at the Montego Bay Community College in St. James, starting 5:30 p.m. This year's lecture will be on the topic, Son of a Beach, Jamaica and the Coastal Zone.
The focus this year is on a topical issue of our coastal zone and the impact of climate change. Now, most persons will be aware of the raging public debate about the Negril Breakwater project and also the issues that the people in the Alligator Pond area, they're facing with the beach erosion. So we decided to tackle the issue of coastal erosion.
Financial controller at the EFJ, Barrington Lewis. Junior Director of the Mona Geoinformatics Institute, Dr. Paris Liao Ai, will present this year's lecture. Dr. Liao Ai is a geologist as well as conceptualizer and main developer of the Caribbean's GPS navigational system. In addition to the lecture, there will be a panel discussion featuring experts and stakeholders who will be presenting other perspectives on the discussion. The Environmental Foundation of Jamaica was established to facilitate the promotion and implementation of activities to conserve and manage the natural resources and environment of Jamaica and improve and positively impact child development. For further information on the public lecture, contact the EFJ at 960-6744 or send an email to info@efj.org.jm. You may also visit the website efj.org.jm.
Hey, woman, how are you doing inside there, sir?
Please, I can't manage no more.
Hey, go back out there, sir. You know so much customer there.
Me, I beg you. Just let me rest up, little, no, please.
Hey, woman, you know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she more. Just come through the door. She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Under hazard risk reduction and adaptation to climate change, as outlined in Vision 2030, the national strategies include improving resilience to all forms of hazards, improving emergency response capability, developing measures to adapt to climate change, and contributing to the effort to reduce the global rate of climate change. Go to vision2030.gov.jm for more information. Our community notice for today. The All Saints Apostolic Church will be hosting its first community health and wellness fair on February 7 from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. under the theme Healthy Choices for a Healthy Lifestyle. All are invited. And now, a glimpse of Jamaica.
If I remember back in these days, as children, we in moonshine, we used to play hide and seek. At that time, we didn't have to worry about nothing. We didn't have to worry about any real thieves or any gunman or nothing. We used to shine like deer. And we used to enjoy playing hide and seek. Our neighbor children used to come over and we used to play with the boys. And we didn't have to worry about nothing. They were so nice. I wish those days would come back.
If you wish to share your glimpse of Jamaica, send an email to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or call 926-359024. And that brings us to the end of another journey Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Casita Irving. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.